So, Jesus used God's Word. Why did he use God's Word? We're in Matthew, back up to chapter 5, verse 18. And I want to take you through each phrase of this 18th verse. Now, I know we've read it so many times, you think you know it, but each phrase is so powerful. In Matthew 5, 18, Jesus is declaring his convictions. Now, what I like to see Jesus in action, and I like to not put words in his mouth. I like him to tell us what he believes. So look at verse 18 in the details. Matthew 5:18. We can learn how completely Jesus trusted the scriptures. First of all, he says, every word of God is eternal. He starts out by saying, assuredly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will pass from the law till law is fulfilled. He said that the word of God will endure beyond the universe. Now, anything that endures beyond our universe, we would call eternal. Because for us, I mean, it's just like, wow. You know, we talk about billions, we talk about trillions, we talk about distances. Jesus said that all the universe is going to dissipate and be gone and be totally destroyed before his word passes away. So the first conviction Jesus had is, every word of God is eternal. But he doesn't stop there. Look what he says in that middle part, that jot and tittle part. Jesus says every letter of God is true. He said, for assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle. Now, the NIV, I love how the NIV renders this. It's striking how those translators put it. He said, I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear. Now, here it is. Not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Now, think about that. Jesus said that the scriptures, not only every word of God is eternal, but he said even the letters, the actual strokes of the pen, as the NIV put it. No other statement made by our Lord more clearly states his absolute contention that the scriptures are verbally inerrant. They're totally without error in the original form in which God gave it. The scriptures are God's own word, not only down to every single written word. Jesus had a higher standard than that. He just didn't even believe that it was just the words. He goes on to say, down to every letter and the smallest part of a letter. Specifically, what was he saying? Well, the smallest letter in Greek translates into the word iota. Actually, it's iota, I-O-T-A. We call it iota. The smallest letter of the Greek alphabet. To the Jewish hearers, it would have represented the yod. The yod is just a little, it looks like an apostrophe in Hebrew. If you ever have learned, you know, Hebrew is a beautiful kind of calligraphy-oriented language with all those strokes. But there's one that looks like a little comma that has a little twist in it. That's called a yod. And that, or an apostrophe, is translated here in this 18th verse where it says, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen. That's the word kereia in Greek. It means the little horn. In the Hebrew language, if you had letter that you were differentiating from another, you would put a little appendage on it. I guess I'll just stick my finger out. If I was a letter, there'd just be a little tiny line that would go out. That's the difference between at and at. And they're just, for us, you can't hear it, but if you saw that little bridge coming off the edge of it, that's what he's talking about. He says, down to the strokes of the pen, the little horns, the small marks that distinguish one Hebrew letter from another, every word, every letter, Jesus said, can be trusted.